after a while, you just kind of get tired, you know, and you're like, yeah, let's just watch the Olympics.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
It's going good, Scott. It's a little bit of spring weatherish, you know, that we've had. I mean, I bet you it's balmy down in Cincinnati. But we're trying to, we're using a different recording platform. So if you can tell a difference, let Scott know or let me know. Anyway, so things are going good. I mean, it's busy here. I feel we just had Renly's birthday yesterday. I mean, I feel like we're like in birthday. It's a like a Groundhog Day loop, yeah. You know,
you have like just 10 like, birthdays this month, don't you?
It feels like that. I mean, we have another one Friday. Catherine's is Friday. And Josh, her husband, said, hey, I was thinking about doing this for her birthday. All the girls are going to go shopping. Can we redo the bathroom, like, you know, put in a new tub and showers around, all tiles. And he was wise enough to know that it wasn't going to all be done in one day. But so that's what I'm going to do. So their birthdays are getting harder.
Wow. I'd be like, I got her a card.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and it just feels like they're firing quickly. Mm. Or, you know, like, yeah, whose birthday is this week?
Yeah.
So how about you, Scott? How are things going?
Well, let's see. How much time you got? It's been
30 minutes.
Yeah, it's been a rough week.
Lay down on the couch there.
So did I mention last week that my father-in-law was having a procedure? I think I did. But
you might have.
Maybe not. Anyway, he 24 years ago, he had six-way bypass, all four arteries blocked.
Wow.
Massive heart surgery. Mm. The good news is all those bypasses are still working just fine. I know that because they took him in to do a heart catheterization and look and, you know, went in through his femoral artery and had that procedure. But there was some other little blockage because he failed his heart stress test last week. Mm-hmm. The short version of the story is that it was an outpatient thing. Came home and then my wife was staying there for 24 hours to make sure he was okay. Right towards the end of that 24 hours, they were getting ready to go out to dinner, and he said, hey, I think I might be having a hematoma, which basically bleeding out internally from his artery.
Wow.
And he was like, I think you might need to drive me to the hospital. And she was like, I think that's one of the ones on the list where it said call 911 and get an ambulance ride to the hospital.
Mm.
And sure enough, she was right. And then a few crazy days later, he spent a couple of days in two different ICUs, the vascular and the cardiac.
Wow.
It was a long weekend. He's home now, and hopefully everything's okay. challenging weekend. But then, so after all the fun of dealing with the hospital all weekend, my wife was there pretty much the whole time. Well, then we get home. She got home yesterday, finally exhausted, and hoping for things to calm down. And then we got a call from our daughter who had an ultrasound yesterday. I don't know a whole lot about all this stuff, but if I'm not mistaken, they use the same word hematoma to describe what's going on with the placenta. And that baby Henry is not getting all the nutrients he needs because there's like a leak in the placenta kind of thing, if I understand it correctly. So they're hoping to get him to 36 weeks if they can.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting to talk about the NICU and C-sections and I'm hoping that's the worst case scenario.
Right.
Thinking about what could be worse. So
right.
We're a little stressed here right now. So if you all could pray for us, I'd definitely.
Well, how about we pray right now?
Thank you.
Father, we know you're in control of all things. I pray for Scott, and really in all these things, they involve him and his family. And I pray that you would help him to be solid in faith and solid in perseverance, that he would remind them of the strength that they have in you and the hope they have in you, and that you're in control of all things. I pray for Jen's dad, that you would help the last of the problems to be gone. I pray that he would heal up and that he would be strong and there would be no other problems. I pray for Scott's daughter. I know she's anxious and all the other things, and her husband is, and her mom is, and her dad is, and brothers and sisters. And I just pray, Father, that you would give them a peace that passes all understanding. We know you wrote out Henry's life before the world was founded. And I pray that you would be gracious and that little guy would come, and that, like Scott said, this would be the worst news that they could have right now. Wouldn't get any worse. And we just pray it all in your name, who cares so much about us and them. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Scott,
I could talk.
How do we go from there?
Yeah, that's, you know, I can.
It's hard to make a smooth transition into to Family Man Fix It or Finish It February, you know. Well,
my basement's kind of on hold at the moment. We're getting estimates and trying to figure out what to do next, but, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem as important right now.
Nope.
Yeah, when you got other things. Those are good perspective changers. You know, in fact, I was just reading maybe our perspective, even as dads. Now we're no longer talking about what we were talking about. We're talking about other kind of perspectives. You know, sometimes we dads can be so focused in on, you know, trying to get our kids to be a certain way that we kind of lose perspective. Sometimes we're harsh, or sometimes we forget. I was reading an article about these two football players, and I know that this sounds odd coming out of my mouth. You probably know who they are, Scott. They're probably super famous, but they're Travis and Jason Kelce. Do you know who they are?
Yes.
Okay. They're NFL brothers. They've got a podcast called New Heights. It's kind of like where they just kind of get to talk about, you know, the things they like about it. Just kind of show their own personality. Well, there was a clip shared on TikTok. Ed, who is their father, is invited to the show to just talk about stuff. And Ed tells his sons that growing children need protein with every meal and a carb with every meal and fruits and vegetables. Both Travis and Jason, the other brothers of the NFL players, found their dad's suggestion comical, considering they remember eating a much less balanced diet growing up. Travis says, "We never got vegetables growing up. I never ate a single vegetable growing up." The father of the two argued that both boys ate green beans and corn as kids. But Jason agreed with his brother, who replied, "We ate Giorgio's oven fresh pizza every single night." Jason recalled hamburger helper sometimes and bagel bites, which Ed considered falling into the category of vegetables given the tomato sauce. "It's high fructose corn syrup," laughed Jason. Ed eventually admitted that his sons might have a point. "You may have me on bagel bites," he said with a laugh. And, you know, I was just thinking about it because I know, Scott, there are dads listening right now who are on either side of that scenario. Maybe they're right in the middle of it, and they've got this really picky child who they think will not eat anything. And I've got a grandchild who's kind of like that. And I had a son like that. Sam, my second oldest, he would eat nothing that was different. I mean, his favorite meal still is macaroni and cheese. But at the time, if the noodle did not look like an elbow noodle, he didn't eat it. I mean, it didn't, you know, it was all the same ingredients, but if it looked like Superman or if it looked like a shell, he wasn't going to eat it. You know, the kid would drink motor oil if I asked him to. "Hey, Sam, I wonder what that tastes like." He'd gulp, 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 but he wouldn't eat any food items that looked different. And I know that my son now and his wife are almost beside themselves sometimes when they think, "My kid's never going to eat anything." Did you have any of those picky eaters, Scott?
Oh, yeah. We still do. My youngest is 12, and she eats mac and cheese probably four nights out of seven. Yeah, it would sound very similar if my sons were talking about what they ate growing up to what those guys were saying. We don't do bagel bites.
Bagel bites, oh man.
We don't do bagel bites, but we do a lot of pizza, and we did a lot of chicken nuggets when they were younger. Those things are nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did, with our oldest, we did fish sticks. I can't even look at a fish stick now. It just makes my whole insides churn.
We had those dino bites, the little dino-shaped, dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah, those have to be natural.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a meat shaped like a T-Rex.
Yes.
But did you, now, you know, when you were new parents, did you try to combat that?
I think my wife kind of took the lead on that. I was just like, yeah, whatever. We were just trying to stay awake and alive, man.
Well, we tried, you know, we had them sit at the table. And we'd say, okay, if you don't eat that, you're going to have to eat it later. Or we also tried, you know, you'll just go without, or you'll sit there until, and Sam would sit there, you know, with his hands by his side, the happiest kid in the world, just like, okay, you know, and after, you know, a little while, we were just like, Sam, you can get up. You don't have to eat it.
He just wore you down.
He did. He just wore us down. By his good nature. And finally, we just kind of like, we're just good at whatever. And it was awkward. So you go to someone's home and this is like to everybody else. When you have people over to your house with little kids, don't feed them something that feels odd, you know, like crumpets and squid. Because, you know, we'll go to someone's home and they're like, I want to go, why would you pick that? You know? And then we have to go through this whole battle where we've warned our kids, whatever they put on their plate, your plates, if you don't eat it, don't make a big deal about it. And so, you know, they're just sitting there staring at it. And the couple that has us over thinks, what kind of kids are these? They're ungrateful. They don't eat anything. And then, you know, early on our kids would go, I don't want that. You know, I'm not eating that. And so I know, again, as parents, sometimes as young parents, you think your kid's going to get stuck in this terrible. But who knows? Maybe your kids will grow up to be professional football players. I know my son, Sam, he'll eat anything now. He may not like it all, but he will eat anything. So, dads, if you're in the midst of that and you got some little kids, don't sweat it. You know, you don't want to be remembered as the dad who was brutally harsh over making them eat things, because sometimes we can do that. We can kind of lose perspective, even though I was reminded by Caleb Morris. Caleb's been on the show, I think, a couple times. Mm-hmm. Caleb was the one who rented the RV, and Caleb said, he said this in an email just last week. He said, you probably have a lot of topics lined up for your show.
Yep.
Right. But in case you're needing one, I had an idea. We've been iced in all week. They're down in Texas, but got out yesterday in my truck for some groceries. I took our 10-year-old son along, and we found an iced over parking lot in the neighborhood. It was a perfect opportunity to do some donuts on the ice. It was his first time doing donuts, and he had a blast. In the midst of it, it struck me how I'm much more fun with him than I was with his older siblings. I laugh more and goof around more, but with the others, I was more serious and trying to figure out all the dad stuff along the way, only in the end to figure out they just wanted me to be me the whole time. So a good topic to explore might be, are you a different dad to your younger kids than you are with your older ones? Who knows? It might help some younger dads get it right the first time. Caleb, that's by the way, he said he has a dimmer switch that needs installed that's been driving his wife bananas. So Caleb, get the dimmer switch fixed. I know you're on it. There was another dad who had a switch he needed to fix. Get it done. This is the month. But, you know, that's a good topic. Do we parent, do we dad different with our younger kids than we do with our older kids? Now, I think his question, you know, it might help some younger dads get it right first time around. I don't know. I'm not that hopeful, because maybe part of the dad process is you have to get it wrong, you know, most of the time. Until you finally figure it out. You know, that we kind of do that with our kids. We think if we explain to them all the things they need to avoid, maybe they'll avoid some of the things that we experienced and we wish we would have not been able to experience. And that may be true, but our kids do have to experience some things, some trauma, so they can learn what God would have them learn. So maybe I'll ask you, Scott, do you parent different? Do you dad different with your younger kids than you did with your older kids?
I'm pretty much the same screw up I was all along. I'm sure I'm different. They'd probably be able to answer that better, but
I did change my shirt since then.
Yeah. We were a lot more stressed out, I think, on little things. Yeah. I mean, those, you know, trying to make them eat vegetables and whatever. I mean, that was a big deal that you worry about that stuff because you think you're going to screw the kid up permanently if you don't make them eat the right things.
Because we're kind of told that. I mean, people tell us those things, you know, and if you want a book, you can find a book that will tell you, you have to dress them right, you know, comb their hair right, have them read the right things, not watch the certain things.
Oh, that's
amazing. And we try it.
Yeah. I lived in fear actually for the first couple months my son was at college because I was like, they're going to find out. They're going to find out that he's seen Animal House and Stripes and and we're not holy like everybody else at this great Christian school. Though at least, I shouldn't say that. Never mind.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to make a flippant comment, which.
Yes, I don't know.
Yesterday at my son's university at Cedarville, which is this great Christian college, right? One student stabbed another student. So.
Wow.
I was going to say, at least my son didn't stab anybody. So, you know,
there you go.
He's not the worst student at Cedarville, but
you know. I see that old technique that you used with your wife, you're now using it with your children.
What's that?
The one where you think I'm bad, you should see this guy. So now you're going to your children. You think they're bad, they had a stabbing in their school. My son's never stabbed anybody.
That's right.
You gotta lower the bar.
I'm in trouble, man.
Well, you'll probably get a call later. Yeah, I might. Stab somebody.
Oh, no.
I mean, we've changed so much. In fact, we're just having a conversation. Just even my older kids are like, they'll say to us, "Who are you?" You know?
Yeah.
Because we have, like Caleb, we've learned so much. I don't know if we're more fun. I know, you know, when you have a lot of energy with your older kids and you're, I don't want to say more intentional, but I mean, I planned Olympic games, you know, we'd have an Olympics in our backyard during the Olympics and I'd do all these things. And after a while, you just kind of get tired, you know, and you're like, yeah, let's just watch the Olympics. Yeah. In fact, let's just go. I'm going to bed. You watch the Olympics. And so I think it is interesting that it does change. I think, like Caleb said, we do kind of lighten up a little bit. Things that were so, so important. I mean, we had so many battles over, not battles, between the two of us, Debbie and I, you know, kind of like, should we let them watch this? You know, they're going to go to somebody's house and they're going to let them watch VeggieTales, and I'm related to people who was like, I don't want my kids watching the Bible portrayed through a tomato or a pickle.
Wow.
You know, and those seem such like big deals.
Y'all need to chill out a little over like my house.
And Scott's kids are watching Animal House. Oh, we should have met you a long time ago, Scott.
Well,
at least we're not that bad.
Yeah, exactly.
It's your role. You're playing a vital role.
The problem is that if you say that to your wife, it won't work. She'll be like, we're not comparing ourselves to them.
Exactly.
That's not the standard. Those heathens.
That's right. Sorry. But, you know, as they get older, you do gain perspective. At least I think you're supposed to. And you kind of see what matters and what doesn't. I mean, right now we're kind of going, my youngest son, he plays basketball. And we've never really done sports before ever because we traveled a lot. We were gone a lot. We were like this self-contained unit, this family, but now the unit's changing, you know, and they've got older brothers and sisters. And so we let our two youngest kind of play basketball. Our Cal, my second youngest, that wasn't his thing. He didn't love it. He liked the people, but he didn't like the sport. Jed loves the sport. And we're talking about, are we going to do something this summer? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to miss out on family because he's got a tournament every weekend in July. You know, those are our summer months. And, you know, my wife and I talk about it and she's got some good points and she likes sports. And so I don't know what the answer is, Caleb, but I do think we're different. Somehow we're different, except Scott. Scott's the same always.
Well, no, I'm definitely different. I've been thinking as you've been talking that, yeah, my temper was a lot worse when the kids were younger. And I've had to learn to moderate that quite a bit. My mom actually has the answer for this question. She says that your first kid should just be a throwaway as like a practice kid, you know?
That's what my dad says too. He said, and I think he stole the quote from someone else where kids are like pancakes. You should throw the first two away, you know? I think there's some truth, not that they throw away, but you wish you could kind of do some of that over. And I do know a lot of oldest kids who are scarred from parents who love them so much and they got a hold of some bad advice. Mm. You know, they did all those things you don't do. I think there is a danger, Scott, and maybe your perspective would see this as well. I have seen some parents who maybe were really rigid and unbending with their older kids, and then maybe not just because of tiredness, but maybe because they come to a point where they think, oh, we kind of messed that up. And so then they swing far the other way, and it leads to heartache as well. You know, the answer is somewhere, I think, in the middle. You know, I was at a family weekend last weekend, or maybe the weekend before, it kind of blends. And someone asked me the question, what do you do about movies? You know, like, what movies do you let your kids see? And I wish you'd been there, Scott.
Yeah.
You know, because I know what they wanted. They wanted me to give some definitive answer on what's allowed in our house and how we stand up and we don't let our kids. But I said, man, it's just not that easy. Mm. You know, we did it. You know, I can remember when some of those first Marvel movies came out and, you know, everybody was going, oh, you got to go see it. It's so much fun. And I struggled. And I'm like, I don't know how I can say, you know, I looked on Plugged In, which if you never looked at it, it's Focus on the Family. It's called PluggedIn.com, maybe .org. It's just type in Plugged In, Google it. And, you know, it gives a rating. And I'll say, you know, I looked at it. It has these 14 words, you know, that we don't use in our house. And we don't want our kids to grow up using. And we know it's not, you know, they talk about these things that are not appropriate. And early on, we're like, guys, you know, I know it looks so much fun, but we're not going to go. And yeah, my kids are pretty okay with that. It was awkward because, you know, all their friends would go or all the people we knew would go and my kids wouldn't go. But you know what? They go now. Has anything changed? I don't know. You know, have I caved in? Maybe a little bit. But we just got to a point. I felt like, of course, my older kids can decide on their own. But I was pleased that my son, Abe and Ike, they were going to watch something. And I can't remember whether they were going to watch it at their home and at Ike's house. And I don't always ask, but I'm like, what are you guys going to watch? And he said, oh, this. And I can't remember what the movie was. And I said, is it okay? You know, because they're older. You know, I'm not going to tell my married son what he can and cannot watch. But my other son was, you know, 21 and he can decide to. He said, oh, we're going to watch it on VidAngel. And VidAngel is, again, you know, whatever that, it's not a program. What is it called?
Streaming service. They're like
streaming service that kind of takes the crud out.
Yeah.
And I was pleased, you know, and again, they didn't have to account to me. They didn't even, wouldn't have known. And a day or two later, I said, how was the movie? They said, oh, we didn't watch it. We couldn't get it to work on VidAngel. And so I was pleased, you know, other times, they may want to watch something that, you know, maybe that I won't be so pleased, but I got to let it go. So I've relaxed a little bit. And so my answer to them might have been wishy-washy, but what I hope they heard was, it's just not an easy answer. You know, there are no easy answers in daddom. Because I know dads, and you know them, Scott, who, you know, put the hammer down on lots of things. And if you make it about certain things, then it becomes about certain things. You know, if you make it about they have to have a certain, you know, they can't wear their hair a certain way, you know, and I'm all about it. I mean, my kid, I have one kid who is, you know, and I don't like this bushy front, you know, and he has to tilt his head back so he can see. And, you know, I don't like it. But if I make it all about his hair, and I'll tell him, we're going to get your haircut, Cal. You know, if we make it about that, then it becomes about it. And then they make it all about their hair. They get real long hair or whatever hair. Or if we make it about you can't do certain things, then they go beyond that. I've seen Christian kids whose parents were so rigid, and now they've kind of just turned their back on all of it. You know, their parents, God, what they hold. And so they go, it's almost to an extreme where I think, man, they'll post it on Facebook. I'm like, man, they're shooting shots over the bow of the ship, you know, because their parents have to be rolling in their grave, even though they're not dead. And so I think your thought, Caleb, is a good one. You know, I do hope that if I was a little rigid when with my younger, I hope I'm a little more fun, maybe with or let some of those things go. At the same time, you know, I'm kind of sometimes I tend to be less intentional with my little kid, my younger kids, and they're not little anymore. I still need to be intentional, even if I am tired, because being a dad is exhausting. Scott started this whole conversation with an exhausting week because it's just hard. And so
can I add one thing in there? Sorry, I don't want to. I feel you coming to the end here and wrapping it up, and I want to get in before you do that. So,
okay, go ahead.
I was just thinking, I think I parent more on principles than on rules now. Mm. When we were first starting out, there's like, okay, what are the rules? We got to have the rules and make them all rigid and never bend. And now it's more like, you know what? I'm okay with, you know, like, let's say watching movies or whatever. Obviously,
as long as you don't stab somebody.
Yeah, obviously I have different standards than some people, but like one of the principles I use by that is that there's always going to be worse stuff. And so I don't need my kids to know all the terrible stuff that's in the world because there's always going to be more terrible stuff. I met a guy one time who like literally sat his daughter down at like 12 years old and told her all the cuss words he knew. And I'm like, you know, there's always a deeper level of depravity. Like you're never going to. So, I mean, like, what's the point of going there? Like, let's let them that's be innocent. Let them be children. And that was the other thing is like, you know what? There's nothing wrong in letting your kids be kids as long as they can be. Mm. And when you have to have a moment where you have to spoil their innocence on a level and it's like, oh man, I'm sorry. I have to tell you this, but that word actually means this, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, those kind of things are tough enough. So I think it just, again, there's more of a principle based parenting than just like rigid rules at this point. But I don't know if that makes it.
And really better, but, what, you know. No, I think, and really, I think what you're also saying is that you've grown since you started.
Yep.
And maybe that's hope for all of us, you know, that we've grown, since we started this dad thing. And, you know, the cool thing is maybe in another 20 or 30 years, I will have grown even more. At least that's what it's supposed to be. And that maybe, hopefully I'll be even wiser still and have a better perspective on this whole thing. But I think we need to encourage each other as dads, you know, while we still have today, that it's hard, but it's worth it. You know, it's, we should have fun when we'd rather not. We should give grace when they deserve the opposite. We should be intentional sometimes when we're just tired. And so, Dad, have a great weekend. Maybe like Caleb, you take your son out or daughter out and you show them how to do donuts in a safe and responsible way, you know. Or maybe you just do something fun when they go, hey, Dad, can we? You say, you sure can. And it's not easy. It never will be. There aren't any simple solutions. But just keep trying. Keep trying. Do it because you did, Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Stand up, you may think it's hard to think the way I am, but it's a godly thing to be a family man. A family man. A family man. A family man. Hey, it's whoops.
Take recording. Two. Mm-hmm.